Hello, this is John Smallwood from Smallwood Wealth Management. Today, talking about the 19 sources of retirement income, that guide that we put together for clients and people that are interested in what we do and people that are generally interested in retiring. What I have here is a document where we've created basically a conversation about 19 sources of retirement, and we're going to record a podcast on each of these and dig deeper into them. So I wanted to make you aware of what we're planning, how we're going to do this. And more importantly, I think you should really strive to have the 19 sources of retirement income in your plan so that you have many backups. If one doesn't work out well, you've got a backup, you've got redundancies, you've got efficiency, you're looking at tax efficiency. These are all important decisions when crafting a retirement plan. And if you're listening to the podcast and you're retired, you know, there are ways to diversify the income streams and create different income streams also. So when you think about it, the 19 sources are Social Security, pension income, interest income, ordinary dividends, qualified dividends, tax-free dividends, dividends from whole life insurance policies, capital gain income, business income, royalties, partnership income, real estate, rental income, reverse mortgages, immediate annuity income, Roth income, IRA income, principal pay downs, and charitable remainder trust. There's probably a couple more that we're not listing here, but I want you to get a good handle on what these things mean, what the pros are, what the cons are, and how they're going to impact your tax return in retirement. Because the key to a successful financial strategy is to create as much wealth as you possibly can until you can no longer work, when you move from working to living off of your assets, as many income sources that you can have coming in from different sources will protect in market volatility in other related areas. The key is understanding how they're going to be taxed and how you can maximize the tax benefits from the retirement income sources so that you're paying the least amount of taxes you possibly can based on your net wealth. You know, you're leaving the right assets to family members in your estate to minimize the inheritance tax and the income taxes paid through the estate. And, you know, having the enjoyment of all the hard work that you've put in. I'm recently, you know, I'm going to be in May of 2020, I have reached my 30th year in financial services. And it feels like I just started yesterday at times. You know, I still feel like that young guy. But retirement, college, all the goals that we've set out for in our plan come quickly. They come faster than we expect them to come. They cost more than we thought they were going to cost. And there's a lot more variables than we originally thought they were going to be affecting the outcome. You know, most financial plans just focus on, well, what kind of rate of return can you earn? How much time do you have to meet the goal? And how much money can you put aside? And that's such a linear conversation. And when you realize it's just not those factors, that there's market volatility affecting it, there's changing tax rates that are going to affect it, there's lifestyle decisions that are affecting it, there's family pressure that's going to impact it, there's college costs, healthcare costs. I can go on and on. I don't want to go on and on in this podcast. I want this podcast to be a quick and easy podcast. But one of the most important things that you can do entering into any year end or going into the year is to understand where your financial strategy is. If I retire today, what are my income sources? Are they what I want it to be? How long will my money last based upon my spending rate or my burn rate? Okay. And that is one of the key indicators that you need to be focusing on in your retirement income. We have a seminar that we've created called the Retire As Safe As Possible, As Soon As Possible strategy. And one of the things that we have people do during that seminar is to understand how much withdrawal do they need to take from their portfolio in order to live the lifestyle that they're living today. Because the goal of retirement is to live on what you're living today, to live the lifestyle that you've been accustomed to for the last 10 or 15 years. Many people retire and they have to take a dramatic, you know, reduction in retirement income or spending habits. So this concept of, you know, really taking a good look at where I am today, what are the most important actions I can take today to reduce my current taxes and my future taxes, to reduce my current risk and my future risk, to reduce my fees and costs, to increase my savings rate now during the accumulation phase, to maximize the protection around the wealth, to maximize the retirement income so I spend as much money. I mean, you know, I have heard many, many times in my career, I'm going to spend every dollar and then die and leave my kids broke. Sometimes that doesn't happen. You spend every dollar and you do leave your kids broke because now you're living off of their assets and they have to give it to you because they have guilt. I'm joking, but the reality is that happens, okay? But in a perfect strategy, you're maximizing the retirement income, making sure that it lasts for as long as you're going to be on this planet, and then passing the maximum to your family. Those are the goals of a strategic financial plan. You can come to our website and download this 19 sources of retirement income if you don't have a copy. And we also have the availability to talk to a financial advisor about where you are, what your retirement income sources are. That is a no obligation, free, no obligation, 30 to 40 minute conversation. I think it is personally, I think it's one of the best conversations that you could have with a person about your finances, because it's going to delve into, you know, your family makeup, your income, your businesses, your taxes, your savings, your debt structures, your current assets, your future liabilities, and how well the wealth is protected. That conversation should be had on an ongoing basis. If it's not being had, then you need to get yourself with a better financial advisor. I look forward to getting your comments and your feedback on what more information you'd like about these things as well. Talk to you soon. Thank you for your time.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional, and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.